Honda and Toyota launch production hydrogen cars. Japanese auto heavyweights Honda and Toyota have officially launched true production zero-emissions fuel cell vehicles. The cars combine gaseous hydrogen with oxygen in the air to generate electricity with tailpipe emissions of simple water vapor. Toyota's new offering, the four-door Mirai sedan, will retail in Japan next month for $57,500 US, with global sales expected next year. The company anticipates selling 400 units in Japan in 2015. Honda's competitor will also launch in 2015 in Japan, is also a four-door, and will be priced competitively. The process isn't new. Gemini, Apollo, and Shuttle spacecraft use fuel cells to power moonshots and orbital flight, while General Motors demonstrated a prototype van in the 60s. Cost, range, and especially the lack of availability of hydrogen fuel, however, has made consumer fuel cell technology dead on arrival. Changes in hydrogen fuel cells. Both automakers plan to change this with technology that's more cost-effective than the current test vehicle fleet. Toyota's fuel cell stack delivers 3.1 kW/L at a size that fits under the front driver and passenger seats. The system delivers a maximum output of 153 horsepower, accelerating the Mirai appropriately future in Japanese, from 0 to 60 miles per hour in 9.0 seconds and delivering a passing time of 3 seconds from 25 to 40 miles per hour, comparable to mainstream gasoline-powered sedans. The vehicle will also be offered with an optional power takeoff device that enables the Mirai to serve as a mobile emergency generator, powering home essentials in an average house for up to a week. Honda's version, currently titled the FCV Concept, uses a next-generation powertrain that's 60% more power dense and one-third smaller than the cell stack that powered the FCX Clarity, Honda's current fuel cell car under test in California. The FCV is predicted to fuel in 3 to 5 minutes at 70 megapascals and carry enough fuel for 300-mile range, addressing two of the major criticisms of the technology: limited range and slow fueling. A major barrier for hydrogen vehicles, fueling stations. Another obstacle has been the lack of hydrogen fuel filling stations, a potential deal-breaker for real-world drivers. In Japan, Toyota will run a network of filling stations in partnership with hydrogen supplier Iwatani and oxygen producer Taiyo Nippon Sanso. Honda is also stepping up. In May 2013, American Honda joined a U.S. public-private partnership, H2OSA, to coordinate government, automakers, and hydrogen producers to speed up the needed infrastructure build. Taking fuel cell cars mainstream. California has always been the nucleus of low and zero emission vehicle technology. With the strictest auto emission standards in the Western Hemisphere and a large, concentrated population, the test marketing of commercial scale zero emission vehicles makes sense in the state. To explore the possibility of fuel cell power, another automaker slash government slash research PPP, the California Fuel Cell Partnership, has driven the growth of fuel cell refueling stations from a handful in 2008 to a network of 100 stations by 2021. The stations are mainly clustered in the San Francisco and Los Angeles areas, with connector stations in between. With stable funding from the California legislature, soon-to-be-ready standards from the Society of Automotive Engineers, and widespread acceptance of the need for zero emissions in California, the final piece of the puzzle is in the hands of the automakers. Most of the major players have active research programs, and Nissan, Mercedes-Benz, General Motors, and Hyundai have a limited number of vehicles available for lease now in the state. Limited production pilot plant automaking, however, is very different from true mass production. Current fleets number in the hundreds, while standard assembly plant operations will need volumes in the tens of thousands for fuel cell tech to reach critical mass and break out of the golden state. With Toyota and Honda doubling down on the technology with products that address all major consumer concerns, what could possibly go wrong? One answer may be Tesla. Hydrogen fuel cells are really generators. The vehicles are in fact powered by electric motors. As battery technology improves, simply storing the energy as electricity may eliminate the need to generate it onboard. And with General Motors, BMW, Nissan, and others offering electric vehicles at prices that compare well to fuel cell technology, the battle to win the hearts and minds of environmentally conscious California drivers could determine the future of zero emissions driving everywhere. For more information, visit the websites for Honda and Toyota.